The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This is Linda Bott along with my favorite gal, Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. And usually it's you and Carl.
Exactly. But I'm just delighted to be joining you here this morning, Linda. We're just going to rock the airwaves.
We are going to rock the airwaves. And we know, Carl, we're just going to tell you right now that it's turkey season and Carl went out early this morning, 3:45. The first alarm went off.
Well, and so we know for sure there's at least two turkeys out there today.
Exactly. We'll see if he comes back. You know, last year, had the youth hunt a couple weeks ago. And so anyway, he went out this morning, and you'll get to hear his adventures tomorrow, because tomorrow morning we'll both be on, and then we leave immediately up for Cedarville for the Squirrel Wars. Now, it's raining and it's cold, so usually it's warm. Warmer weather is when you get the squirrels coming out of their burrows.
Right. So it just may be a fun trip and maybe not so many.
We just might be shooting at targets.
There you go.
How are you?
I'm great. And I'm glad it's not quite raining yet, but it's going to. It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 61, a low of 50, and showers and all day long. On Friday, a rain before noon, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm. High near 59 and a low of I can't find the lows here today, 47. And the rain is expected to last through the weekend. On Saturday, a 50% chance of showers Saturday night, and Sunday, a 40% chance of showers. Highs right around the mid and high 60s and a lows around in the 54 area. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, welcome, everybody. Again, this is April 5th, and it's currently 54 degrees. No, it's April 4th?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm a day later, so that's why I'm saying here, I'm looking at the headlines today. Cause we're gonna talk about, first of all, we really want to get into the senior center because-
I'd like to do that in the last hour.
Oh, in the last hour, okay.
Cause they don't have anything going on there.
Well, I think we have a couple surprise guests coming by this morning, so.
Oh, okay, well, good.
Well, just so you know, New Mexico has officially made the switch. The state has changed the name of Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Get out of here.
Yep. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I found myself the other night having, I don't like to do this. You have 2 or 3 hours. You know, we're all so busy. You get 2 or 3 hours with a group of friends, and maybe it's 2 or 3 girlfriends. And I found myself, somebody hit my button and I just didn't want to talk politics. I wanted to just, how is your life? What's going on with your kids? How are you feeling? You know, I wanted to tune into the human being aspect of where they were, but we went into, believe it or not, this person wanted to talk about white privilege. And I just went out, I'm sorry. And I couldn't sleep. I had the worst night. I was, because it affected me like having a fight. You know, when you fight with somebody, have you ever had a fight and then go to bed? No.
Well, and you know, that you're exactly right, because we are at a point with everybody that you can't discuss anything anymore. They have a point, the white privilege, perfect example, which whatever, what is that? I mean, it's a made up nothing, and they don't have any basis for their argument, but you can't disagree with them.
Well, evidently you and I, because we were born white, and according to this, we don't understand it because we live it every day. We don't know what it is to be a person of color and have people treat you differently.
But you hear people of color or whatever their hang up is, Indian people of color, whatever their right to do nothing and be unaccountable and irresponsible. You hear people that are that way who say that's not at all true. If you cop an attitude and say, well, because I'm pink, the world owes me a living, and that's how you live your life.
Right.
Then quite frankly, yes. But if you just get up and you don't know what color you are, and you just live your life according to the what's handed to you and what you know happens, and you have a good moral life, nobody tells you all these things you're owed, you'd go right on like a white guy or anybody else.
I don't know, but I just know that it drained me, and I found myself apologizing yesterday because I lost my temper. I did. And that's just not healthy. And it's like, you know, when's the last time it hit my buttons. And there's no, there's no excuse. I should always keep my calm. But anyway, so I'm just talking with you about the fact that you're right about that. And I just want to come from a place that is encouragement, not discouragement. And so yesterday I was with another friend and I was talking a little bit about how upset this had made me and I lost my cool. And she said, you know, I've just, you know, and she's a very worldly, traveled the world, has daughters, traveling to different parts of the world. And I think it's probably just a really good rule of thumb. And I agree with that, is that what I can control is the love I feel and how I could be with my family. Because I'm not going to be able to control the world. I'm not going to be able to. Now, there's certain people who just feel like they have to be part of a movement. You know, those people who protest, those people who feel like they have to be out there and speak for the people who can't speak for themselves. And I think this friend of mine is that type of person. She is an advocate. She is stirs the pot a lot.
Well, now, is that because she really thinks she can make a difference, or she just likes talking about herself?
I think, I don't know.
I think, because certainly I could be, I guess, I've been very active in my community my entire life, from the time I was young, then when I was in high school. I mean, I was very involved with the senior population then, and very involved in a lot of different things. I always felt like, if something was important to me, it was important to get with a group that could make those things happen. Now, having said that, my mind can be changed. If I have an attitude about something and you can come to me and say, have you considered, and give me reasons why the position that I've taken is not accurate or maybe has some room to expand, my goodness, I can change my mind. And that's not flip-flopping. That's getting more information about a subject to give you a better rounded view of it. Now, having said that, that is not where we're at in this society right now. These people that you're talking about, they take a stance and they're in it and they don't care. Don't confuse the issue with facts. My mind is already made up and they're not willing to have any input to go forward with it. And that's, I find, almost always what you said to begin with about wanting to just have a conversation about stuff, that's getting harder and harder.
I mean, I felt like I missed out by, we're so busy that you block off 2 or 3 hours to be with this particular group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't want to be Pollyanna, but my life is so much about this stuff, in the media and the radio, and we talk about this stuff, And I just kind of feel like I want to give away my Black Bear Diner and tickets and do music. And maybe that's my activism is in my music, which is I hope that I can spread feeling of joy because there is so much sorrow and tragedy in the world.
I think that I find myself a lot of times sitting down at a dinner table with a group of people. I had it happen the other night, and usually I'm a good conversationalist. I can jump right in and talk about anything,
Right. And you are.
And wow, I sat there the other night and there wasn't anything brought up at that table that I had anything. I mean, I wanted to retch. I just, everything what? That was being said, I had total disagreement with it.
Right.
And just kind of didn't feel like going there. So I just kind of sat and ate my meal. The person that I was with at the end of when we were walking out, they said, wow, I can't believe I've never experienced an evening where you said less about anything. You didn't have anything to say at all. It was almost like, are you alive?
Right.
And it was just because I just thought, they're just so far off pace with my mindset. And I wonder why that is.
Am I
that much out of the stream?
I've been asking myself the same thing. Like, am I? Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We do have some guests that have come in this morning. And surprise, I told you we're going to have some surprise guests this morning.
Okay, we'll chatter in between.
Trish Clark, this is so great. Because I'm wondering what people are driving to work. And if you're just feeling the same thing, like, you know, and you should be able to agree to disagree
exactly.
Respectfully. And, I'm not really sure if we can do that anymore. We have to really take a class on that, I think. 7:15 in the morning, it's the 4th of April. Can you believe that already? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Happy to be here this morning, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, and business owners since 1993. And by the way, Sue McLean is at the helm. Good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson Speak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
A true tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, April 19th, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes back Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, live in the Event Center. Hear the hits from The Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years and on the rooftops of Let It Be. Performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds, Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic. Amazing vocals. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. A must-see show. Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, April 19th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better. Concerts are better. At the river. At the river.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Totally Trucks has immediate openings for an automotive parts installer and a suspension drivetrain technician. For more than 30 years, Totally Trucks has been outfitting vehicles with aftermarket accessories. We are looking for someone who is an automotive enthusiast that has a passion for customizing vehicles. We install everything we sell, from suspension kits, wheel and tires, performance upgrades, and much more. If you take pride in your work and want to have fun at your job, apply today in store or email us at totallytrucks@yahoo.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes.
but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Free Fire Radio. Trish Clark is here today, always on Thursdays. This is really Carl and your day.
Yeah, you know,
it's official.
But that's great. I love Thursdays. The day of the week that I love it right after I get over the shock of having to get up at 5:30 in the morning and actually be up and around and alert and coherent that early in the morning, because I'm retired and I don't do those early morning hours anymore. But I want to comment about Sue because she plays the best music.
She does.
Great job with that. Just gets my body going every morning.
I love listening to her morning news hour. You know, she does the news, but she commentates. And she does. And she laughs and she giggles and she goes, I don't know about you, but I mean, certain things like that, she makes it her own personality and news show. And it's very good, Sue. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. And I'm so happy to be here. And it's the ladies of the morning.
It is the ladies of the morning.
This is great.
Yeah, instead of the ladies of the night. I'm not sure. We'll take the morning, I think.
We'll take the morning on this. Yes, okay. Now, we've already bounced around on another subject. We don't want to go there. We've got a whole bunch of tickets out here, Linda.
We do have a whole bunch of tickets. Before we go there, can I just do a shout-out to Dr. Hall, who is an eye doctor. I mean, he's optometrist. And this morning, I don't know, because the first thing I said out of my mouth to you was, this is my first day of my life ever to wear contacts. And I got up, of course, Carl got up at 3:45, and then I thought I'd lay down for a little bit. But I got up at 5 because I knew I was going to really try. And anybody who wears contacts, just try to recall the first day you put them in. The left eye went on easily, which was in the left eye. The right eye, I dropped it on the floor twice. I couldn't find it. I did a turn inside out. You know, it took me, I kept thinking my eyes are going to look like wrinkled prunes by the time I'm pulling them back, and I couldn't get it on, and I was starting to get panicky, you know, because it was like at this time it was 6:15.
Yeah.
And I started at 5, you know. So, anyway, I've got them on. It's the first time I'm wearing them, and I'm actually surprised at how comfortable they are. But these are, they're the monthly ones, and they're very large. They cover not just the iris, they're big.
They cover the whole color party or whatever.
Yes, but it's bigger than that. So,
And what's amazing to me is after your story that your eyes are not as red as your shirt. My one and only experience with contacts, when we finally got them in and the whole thing, I said, well, if this is supposed to make me more attractive rather than wear glasses. This is not working because it looks like I'm bleeding to death here.
Well, I'm only doing it because, you know, I have I had a torn retina and I had to have that, fixed they had to build a bridge behind it and stuff like that because they were afraid that it would detach. So I've had just eye issues in the last 4 or 5 years. So, I don't like to get in there and dig around. It just freaks me out. So I haven't worn glasses my whole life until my mid-40s. And now it just feels like I'm taking them off and where's my glasses? You know, that whole crazy.
That's what I
left them at my girlfriend's house the other night. And I said, where's are my glasses there? And I had to go back and get them. It's just, you know, like, where's my keys? Where's my glasses? You know, if it wasn't attached to my body, I mean, at this point in my life, it's going to be lost.
And I did exactly the same thing many years ago, and what I ended up doing was I had the LASIK surgery.
Oh, that's nice.
About 25 years ago, and I was fortunate enough to be able to do the monovision.
Yes.
And I don't wear glasses to this day. I recently, about a year and a half ago, had to have cataract surgery on both eyes, and they were able to continue to incorporate that mono vision. So I have one long eye, one short eye, and it's great because I don't need reading glasses. I wear sunglasses because my eyes are very sensitive to the sun. But
well, good for you.
Yeah, it's
similar
great.
Story of Carl. He just had both LASIKs.
Had the cataract.
Cataract on both eyes. And, but he had also had some kind of, he calls it R something, some kind of laser, LASIK surgery, something 20 years ago. And they were able to get in there. So good for that. But anyway, anybody who's wearing contacts and what it is to start incorporating that new morning ritual, I really appreciate what people do and that doctors who can make it work because I've done the long and the short. I'm just trying to see if it works. You know, I'm trying it. Which is nice because when you go to see things, like I'm actually can see the computer without glasses. And that's the first time for me in the last, I don't know how many years. Should we give tickets away to the Red Bluff Roundup?
Perfect. Cause that's kind of the start of the whole rodeo thing and letting us know that actually spring is coming.
Spring is coming. And these tickets, in fact, what we're going to do for our second caller this morning, Sue, because these go really, because along with that, I'm giving $20 away from Black Bear Diner.
Ooh,
these are
yum.
These are called Bear Bucks. And so, we have, $20 of Bear Bucks. And then the second caller this morning, 605-4567, is going to receive two tickets on Sunday, April 21st. Now this is Easter Sunday, so you can do your church thing. And then go to the rodeo at 1:30 in the afternoon. Gates open at 11:30. Red Bluff Roundup, give us a call this morning. Second caller gets two tickets and Black Bear Diner Bucks. Anyway, there you go.
Easter weekend.
It's Easter weekend. I've got other plans. I'm just bummed because I love the Red Bluff Roundup has its own spice.
Oh, it is. It's a different rodeo than the Reading Rodeo. And I've always loved that one. You know, we have three unique rodeos here. We have the Red Bluff Roundup, and then we have the Cottonwood Rodeo, which is its own little spice of itself.
Really? I've never been to that
one.
Yeah,
it's a hometown, Cottonwood, and they have a parade, and it's just this great. And it's always Mother's Day.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Reading Rodeo is a whole week.
Right.
Of expanded things now. So it's a big rodeo coming up here.
Right. It really is. And your son, your grandson. He's been, and he does roping.
No, he does cattle cutting.
Cattle cutting, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he does cattle cutting, and he's actually now in he's competing for the World Cup thing that they do in Fort Worth, Texas in November. And I'm just amazed. He's 16. He only just started this. Like, this is his second year of competing.
Wow.
So, I mean, they usually start this, I guess, when they're young. Well, I know when he was in the youth division, there were some kids that were 7 or 8, 9, 10 years old, and they were competing and starting then, and he didn't start till he was 15. He took Rookie of the Year the first year he was out.
Man.
And his horse took whatever, Mare of the Year or what have you for the division. So now he's decided he really, really wants to get into he wants to go for World Cup thing this year. And here he is. He's 16. He's homeschooling pretty much.
Okay.
He's in Texas right now, not competing, but he just left Boise, for a competition there where he placed, he took two firsts and a second, took circuit champion for the weekend, won another vest, and flew off to Texas to catch up with his trainer, and they're doing competition there, and then he's coming back, but he's leading in points in the United States. My 16-year-old grandson, second year competing. I mean, I can't brag enough.
Well, but it's just amazing. You know, he's found a calling.
And he's got a great horse. We had the one horse that we got to begin with and then sold her a year later for more money than we paid for her. That was great because he did so much good with her. And now he's riding Ruby CD Legacy. And they're just knocking them dead, I'm telling you.
So the cutting horses, that's a whole different kind of horse show than the rodeo.
It is, absolutely. And they have these cutting competitions. I'm amazed. They have big arenas.
A lot of money in that.
Big money. I tell him, you're traveling with a crowd that, whoa, I always tease my son. He goes, one more overtime shift, Mom.
I'm wondering, is he being sponsored yet? Or is this just like a family?
No.
We're going to get behind our grandson and our son because, you know, he's
he's working his way up, and he works his way because he works for his trainer. Mm-hmm. He's a loper, so he gets the horses ready for all the other people that own them and are competing, and his trainer is a part of a big ranch and does, he has a lot of horses that he rides and competes with, so there's lots of horses involved, and my grandson is the one that kind of coordinates all of that, and so he pays his own way for these competitions, and because he's not really he's in the 35K and not really winning money at this point, just points and what have you. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it is fun.
Very exciting.
Great.
Hey, winner, Ken Hudson, you are going to have these tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. When we get back from the break, we have two lovely, accomplished women. Hands only CPR seminar is coming up that's been put on by Shasta Regional Medical Group. And these ladies are going to be telling us about what's happening at this, learn the effective and safe way to administer CPR. Ask yourself, do I know CPR? What are the first signs of a heart attack? What would I do if, your partner, your kid, it can happen to anybody. CPR, we all must know it. And Shasta Regional is going to be doing that. So let's take a break.
All right.
You want to take us out?
We'll be right back after these messages.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Let's go, girls.
Good job, Sue, and welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And it's Thursday, and this is Trish Clark and Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody.
And we've got some great guests here. We're just look. This is really exciting stuff. Linda, you mentioned CPR. It's a bigger deal, and I'm seeing a lot of instances lately where people whose lives have been saved by somebody just in the crowd that knows CPR. So we have with us Donna and Kristen from Shasta Regional
Medical Group.
And you're going to talk about CPR class.
Yes.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
And according to what we are finding out about this is CPR without mouth-to-mouth breaths.
Yes.
Okay, because some people are like, ooh, don't know this person, don't know if I want to do that, right? Isn't that the truth?
That is the truth.
All right, so tell us what we're going to see when we come to this class, what we're going to see and hear and feel.
So let's just clarify that this class is not for medical providers. Medical providers do go through an American Heart Association class. You have special hours and hands-on that you have to do. This is for the public. So to overcome the fear of doing CPR, this just explains how easy it is and just to have you practice and get comfortable with it. We are not going to give you a certification for this, though. This is a two-hour talk and practice.
So that you would be able to, in an emergency.
In an emergency, you will know what to do.
Okay.
So a couple of the highlights here, again, we have Donna Hansen and Kristen Henry with us this morning, both RNs. I mean, you have all these accreditations behind your RNC, CCRN, RN, BSN, CEN. What is BSN?
That just signifies a bachelor's degree in nursing.
And how about a CEN?
That's a certification in emergency nursing.
Okay, great. I always love these, you know, letters. And then CCRN.
That's for critical care.
Oh, okay. So when you understand the early signs of a heart attack and how to respond, these are the things that I think are the big, the red lights that are flashing right now. Like What are the signs?
We're having lunch and somebody starts doing what that tells me they've got a heart attack?
Well, the classic sign that you'll see that people always think of is you're going to have someone who clutches their chest and goes, oh, it hurts, and it radiates down their left arm. And while we do see that, and that is the classic sign, there are a lot of other more subtle signs that when you recognize them, you can pick up on. So the good news is if you learn those subtle signs, you can identify it earlier and you can, so the goal is to have people intervene earlier. So go get help earlier. The problem is a lot of those signs are very vague. And so as we all know, I'm sure everybody in here knows somebody who's gone, yeah, it's my gallbladder or, I pulled my back. I'm a little out of shape, so I'm short of breath. They don't associate those things with a larger problem. So our goal in part of this class, we're doing hands-only CPR, but also early heart attack care and how to identify it. So we will go over in the class a lot of those symptoms. So particularly for women and older people, those signs and symptoms are not usually that classic crushing chest pain radiating down the arm. Not that they don't present like that, but a lot of times, particularly with women, it's much more vague. It's nausea, shortness of breath.
Fatigue.
Fatigue is a big one. And how so many people...
Okay, so I feel like that pretty much... You just went
exactly.
through...
Indigestion.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
We've talked about this, and even reviewing it, it kind of makes us go, oh, maybe we have some of these early signs. Usually it's more than that, though. It's not just the vague... I mean, the vague symptoms may be adding up, but when you're actually having a heart attack, you will be more symptomatic. You're going to be sweating. You're going to have... be sick to your stomach, along with your right arm is tingling or your jaw aches. It will add up. So it's not just a
your
big,
right arm.
Yes, it can be your right arm, and that's why I said
I
that
left arm.
And that's what we usually hear okay. is that it's always in my left arm. Not the case for women. Women, it's in their right arm more than their left, or it could be the elbow. Not even the arm, but an elbow discomfort.
How about through the shoulders?
Right between the shoulder blades.
Right. This is beautiful because if there's ever a takeaway from the show this morning, and people, of course, like, we look out the window and we see we're in beautiful downtown Reading, all the cars going by. If there's a takeaway, that was valuable right then. Women in their right arm.
Yes.
Elbow, middle of their back. I mean, I have a question for both of you. And we know that we've gone to the Go Red Luncheon every year, and that's just the most, amazing. And your staff and, you know, you're leading in your healthy heart care that
yes,
you do.
Yes, we are.
After the fires with the stress factor with, you know, not just Paradise, but the car, I mean, the list goes on. Did you see an uptick or a rise in heart attacks after that?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. What we saw initially, I think there was that period when everything was going on where it was almost too much.
Mm-hmm.
So people just, and people couldn't get here. People didn't know if the hospitals were open.
Right.
So during that whole thing, I'm not sure. I will say that with this moving past that fire, yes, there were a lot of things that started to come up. And then when the snow hit, and coming from the East Coast, I can tell you that this is a real thing back in places where it snows all the time. But we had a lot of heart attacks, people shoveling snow.
Okay.
Right. Exertion.
The exertional part of it definitely saw a definitive uptick in heart attacks.
Okay. That's interesting.
That.
And I think through the snowstorm, didn't we learn certain things about hypothermia, what can happen with a heart attack? Quickly, you would know the signs. So you're going to be learning a lot of things in this hands-only CPR. It's Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 11. Glad you guys are here now because we know that's just next week. So the early signs of a heart attack, non-typical signs of a heart attack, what would those be?
That's when we were talking about the shortness of breath, the right arm pain, the discomfort between your shoulder blades.
Can you have those signs and let's say every day for a week? Is that an indication that maybe that's coming on? Or if they just go away and nothing happens, then you just assume it was something else?
That's the problem. It can be weeks or months before you have an event. And most people kind of forget about it. They go, yeah, I worked all day. I was really tired. I just felt achy at the end of the day.
So those are really hard to pick up on because that's exactly what does happen.
They are.
When you go out and work in the yard all day and you come in and you hurt all over and then the next day you're stiff in places because you bend over a lot. All of those things, but if the shortness of breath, maybe it's just a combination of them?
That's it.
It's a combination, and if they don't go away. So if you're short of breath, if you've been working hard and you're short of breath, that makes sense. But if you come in and rest for an hour and you still feel short of breath or you can't catch your breath and maybe your chest feels a little bit tight, that's a little bit more concerning. So I think what most of us do is we go to bed, take a couple of ibuprofen, and we go to bed. And we assume it will be better in the morning. If you wake up in the morning and you're still a little bit short of breath, I would say that is probably a good time to get checked out. Now, it doesn't mean you have to run straight to the emergency department necessarily, but a walk-in clinic, a family doctor. There are a lot of family doctors actually here in town that can do an EKG, which is an electrocardiogram, mm-hmm. and they can look at the rhythm of your heart, and they can assess certain things with that. Sometimes it can indicate that you actually have had a heart attack. But it's worth checking. Mm. If it persists.
I know, because my husband had a massive coronary many years ago, which he recovered from. But when we went in for that one, they told us that he had had a silent heart attack.
Right.
Exactly.
There was a portion of his heart that was actually already dead, that he'd had no signs of it. And when he had his coronary, I mean, literally having ended up with a triple bypass, and they said he was having a massive coronary, none of the above. I mean,
no symptoms.
Well, I had had the flu, and he kind of felt like maybe he was coming down with the flu. He was a little sweaty. It was early in the morning. But I kept saying, are you in any pain? Because he looked kind of white and, you know, no pain. And all the way through the whole ordeal, I kept saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of pain are you in? He keeps going, I'm not in pain.
So what?
He never was.
That's a good and bad thing.
So what was it that caused him to go get medical help?
Because he just looked pale and he kind of just dizzy, and he said, you go ahead and go down to the breakfast, and if I feel better, I'll come down. And I said, yeah, I don't think so. Excuse me, I was just have a frog. But anyway, I said, you know, I'm just going to call the ambulance. It was raining really hard. And he said, oh, no, just run me to the hospital. And I said, no, you know what? We're in Anderson. I'm gonna call the ambulance. I did that. Turns out he's having they had a triple bypass surgery and he was having a massive coronary. So none of the above applied with anything I would have, you know, just the feeling.
That's great that you followed that feeling, because a lot of people do drive themselves to the hospital, and we tell them that is probably one of the most dangerous things you can do.
We're gonna take a quick break here. Will you stay with us to the next segment? Okay, great. Trish Clark, Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Rivercom Senior Living brings you this portion of the show. And, of course, we're talking about Shasta Regional Medical Group and the hands-only seminar that's coming up Saturday, April 13th from 9 to 11. We're going to be back with our experts after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This time, this is my fight song. Take back my life song.
Good work, Sue. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Linda and I are here visiting with the ladies from Ready Medical Center, and we're talking about CPR. And we just, in the break, solved the problem. We need somebody to invent some kind of a really nice-looking bracelet that we can just put on, and it just pops. Heart attack when we know it's happening. It's hard to know what's going on. Oh,
I do want to clarify Shasta Regional Medical Center. Oh, and that's all right. No, that's fine. Because you're in Redding. So it's Shasta Regional Medical Group, and they are having a hands-only CPR seminar Saturday, April 13th, and our experts are here today to talk about early warnings of heart attacks. But in this particular day, you're going to learn, understand the early signs of a heart attack and how to respond, non-typical signs of a heart attack, which is what we were discussing. We're going to discuss at the break. We had some good stuff that we're going to talk about, and how to use an automated external defibrillator. What's that? An automated.
Those are the zappy things.
How to use one.
Yes, this is for the public. This is not in the hospital. This is actually in the mall. It's in
every airport.
Store owners.
If you have those in a facility and somebody tries to, can they hurt the person with them if they don't know what they're doing?
You know, that was a big fear when they first came out, because everybody had seen up until then, they were in the hospitals and they had the paddles that you put the gel on and you did this and, you know, you shocked the patient. But then they made a portable, user-friendly version to put out in public places. And the reason they did that is because, like we were talking about at the break, every minute counts when you're having a heart attack. So the sooner you get attention onto the person who's having the heart attack, and the biggest cause is a lethal arrhythmia, those things respond to electricity. So these are in the little boxes. They're usually very brightly colored. They'll have big signs that say AED here with an arrow. You can see them in every airport. They actually, in some airports now, have them that you can open up and do practice with them. We will have them there for people, and people will be able to touch them and use them and see what it's like to put the patches on. So you put the patches on. The machine, you turn it on, and it tells you step by step what to do. They are truly, you really can't mess it up. Because the machine won't shock unless it senses that it needs a shock.
Okay.
So you put the patches on, and the machine senses that it will show you the EKG, the heart rhythm, and then it will tell you either shock advised or shock not advised, and then it will tell you resume CPR. And then you do CPR, and then it will say time to check again, stop CPR, and you check again.
Okay, because we had this, we're going to talk later in the show about the Frontier Senior Center, and this has come up from time to time. However, there's so many times when there isn't a staff person there. If this was available and they've got, let's say we've got it rented for a dance or something like that, my fear was that somebody's going to pull it off the wall and hurt somebody.
So if you took one off the wall and hooked it up to you or I and we're sitting here, it would say, it would recognize the rhythm. It would say no shock advised.
Okay.
And so it won't deliver a shock. You can hit the button. It won't deliver a shock.
Wow, that's cool. Okay.
That's the automated part.
Oh, good to know.
So kids can't go, hey, I'm going to shock you and play with it or that kind of thing. I think that's fabulous. I wonder who designed that.
I don't know, but it was a really good deal for everybody. And so it's readily available everywhere. So now our task is to teach people how to respond to it, because it's a really scary thing. When somebody goes down right in front of you, even as a healthcare professional, there's that moment where you go,
yeah.
Oh, no. And then you respond, because that's what we're trained to do. But when you're out in public and you're not a trained person and you see someone go down, there's a panic and there's a, oh, my gosh, what do I do? So if you have an AED available, of course, you can have someone get that. But the most important thing is once that you have clearly identified that the person does not have a pulse, they didn't just swoon and lie down. You know, you definitely have to identify whether or not they have a pulse. But if they don't have a pulse, the best thing that you can do for that person if you're by yourself is to do CPR. And that's what they'll learn in the class is where to place your hands, how hard to push, how fast to push, all of those things. And I recently, we taught a class, a hands-only CPR class at a local school, and we did a bunch of junior high kids, and they came in groups. We probably had 8 groups coming through the day. And in every single group that came through, there was at least one young person who had seen live CPR done, actual CPR, not just on TV. They've all seen that. But they have actually witnessed somebody doing CPR.
Wow.
So it's common. It used to be that these things didn't happen. Probably we just didn't hear about them because people dropped and then they were just done.
Exactly.
But now people are much more aware and people know how to respond, and it's actually saving lives.
Okay, so let's get hypothetical. You're hiking someplace. We're taking a break already?
Come on. No, 4 minutes.
Oh, okay. I have to look over my we're hiking someplace. Group of people. And the signs are there with a person, but you're not close to a hospital. And maybe it's 20, 30 minutes away to actually, I know you're rolling your eyes, but.
No, I'm rolling my eyes because that's like the worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. Yeah. I know you are. And I'm just like, okay, so because my mind goes.
And in our area, this does happen. Yes. We hear about this.
Oh, I would think it would, because those occasions where we're out and walking and away are multiple.
Right. So what would be the first, you know, just help me to see this. What would be the first thing you would do? A long time ago, it'd be like, do you have an aspirin?
We still actually encourage the aspirin, but we're going to have you stop. Just kind of sit down and rest. That's the most important thing. If the heart is talking to you, you want to stop what you're doing and just sit and see if you can get your blood back to the heart, and see if that will stop the discomfort.
If you're at a cell service and there's 4 or 5 of you, would you suggest somebody take off quickly?
Yep.
Yes.
If you seriously think that somebody is in trouble, yes, I would send the fastest person in the group, and I would have them go with the best cell phone until they get cell service, and then I would call. And you want to tell when you call, you know, when you dial 911, you want to tell them where the person is. So you have to say, well, I'm this far up this trail. You know, they'll get people there as fast as they can. But it is important. Time is always very important. So, yes, I would send somebody.
And the interesting thing that you were talking about at the break, because you were talking about your husband, Trish, and our nurses here, Donna Hansen and Kristen Henry, who are with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the group there. Love having you here this morning, by the way. It is that those minutes. You call 911 and get in an ambulance, because if you're thinking, I'm going to drive, in that drive time, you could have a deeper stroke or a deeper heart attack, and or those minutes of parking and trying to get in could mean the difference of the health of your heart. It may, well, tell us what happens in that heart attack time.
So what happens when you're having a heart attack is there's some kind of blockage in the arteries that feed your heart, your coronary arteries. So if you can have a spasm that just causes the vessel to close a little bit, or you can have an actual clot that goes in there. You can have a piece of plaque that breaks off and occludes an artery. But whatever the reason is, there's no longer heart. So as soon as that blood, if you think about if you squeeze your finger really tight, within minutes, you notice that there's no blood flow to your finger. Same with your heart. So,
and that eventually will affect the electrical impulses of the heart, which is why we say don't drive yourself in. Because if you're having a heart attack, the chances of having this fatal arrhythmia
are very high. This is why people have silent heart attacks and they drop dead at home without even knowing. So if you are lucky enough to have the symptoms, call the ambulance. At least they have all the equipment that can save your life.
And as soon as they get to you, they can start.
Okay, so we're running out of time. Saturday, April 13th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Do they need to register or just show up?
They can register by calling 530-229-2888.
Thanks, ladies. This was great.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Shasta Regional Medical Group. We'll be right back. KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Come on, Bob Agnew in Washington. A report on the crash of that Ethiopian Airlines jetliner last month says the pilots followed procedure, even as they attempted to rescue the aircraft from a deadly stall. Aviation safety expert John Cox.
I think that the improvements that Boeing is going to make to the airplane will go a long way to getting those problems resolved so that it can't happen again, which is exactly, that's the whole focus is for accident investigators, is to make sure that it does not happen again.
The Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet crashed on March 10th shortly after takeoff, killing all 157 people on board. President Trump is crying foul as House Democrats ramp up their investigations.
This week, House Democrats have asked the IRS for 6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns and 10 years of his financial records. They're also demanding access to the unredacted Mueller report. On Twitter, the president calls this the highest level of presidential harassment and says if Democrats want to investigate, they should find out how the ridiculous collusion delusion got started.
His White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Britain's parliament has approved a bill that compels Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12th.
This, with potentially huge ramifications, boiled down to just one vote. It's extraordinary stuff.
BBC correspondent Ben Wright says this will help to prevent a no-deal departure.
Government will be compelled to come forward with a motion to the House of Commons seeking an extension to the Article 50 process and giving MPs the chance to vote on that.
Republican governors of three Midwestern states that saw serious flooding in March say it's time that they were given more control over the Missouri River that borders their states. Missouri Governor Mike Parson.
If it means going to Congress to do that, or it means to meeting with other administration in Washington at the White House, then I'm all for that.
Management of the dams and levees along the river currently falls to officials at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. More from townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new study suggests doctors can now safely transplant lungs or hearts from hepatitis C-positive donors as long as they treat the recipients.
Instead of trying to cure hepatitis C after it took hold, researchers at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital worked to prevent infection in the first place. Within hours of a transplant, participants were treated for a month. None of the nearly three dozen patients showed signs of hepatitis C, and their organs are functioning well.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn, NATO foreign ministers meeting in Washington to celebrate the alliance's 70th anniversary. State Department spokesman, or I should say Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, says NATO has to stay focused on preaching peace.
We must continue to do so, especially in this new era of great power competition from Russia, from China, and the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today at the State Department. More on these stories at townhall.com. CVS Health is expanding same-day prescription deliveries nationwide in its latest push by other drugstores as well to try and keep customers who don't want to wait in line and are doing more of their shopping online. After its journey through bankruptcy, Sears is getting ready to open the first batch of smaller stores.
The new stores are called Sears Home and Life. Three of them will open Memorial Day weekend, and they're a fraction of the size of the company's original stores. But they will not replace the remaining 425 original Sears stores.
That is Julie Walker reporting. The U.S. mortgage applications hit a 2.5-year high.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says the surge was led by an increase in refinancing activity as some home borrowing costs declined to their lowest levels in more than a year. Interest rates on 30-year conforming mortgages averaged 4.36%, the lowest since January 2018.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to 8:05. Our last hour edition here of Free Fire Radio, and this is Linda Bott. Carl is up in the mountains, and I'm just going to say it right now. He's not here this morning because he's off turkey shooting, but, you know, this is a typical Thursday morning when you have Trish Clark.
Yeah, love Thursday mornings.
So welcome to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers is your loved one. Needing some extra help at home, be sure to call Sharon and her gang at Home Helpers. They have everything with the background checks and 24 hours a day. They'll, you know, and also a complimentary in-home consultation. Go to homehelpers.com, readinghomehelpers.com, to find out if you... You know, if you're really looking for somebody to take care of a loved one or after an accident, or we just talked about heart attacks, you know, Home Helpers would be the place to go.
It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 61, a low of 50, and rain. They're predicting rain pretty much through the end of the week and through the weekend. We're hoping they're not quite accurate. Maybe it's just going to be showers and intermittent rain, but that's not what they're predicting. So we're looking for a high on Friday of 59, a low of 47, and on Saturday a high of 60, a low of 51. Chance of showers throughout the weekend, and maybe in Tuesday and Wednesday looks like maybe might get a little sun and in the 70s. But rain is in our future. Weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Linda, with the increasing rain, they're talking about, Sue mentioned this morning that the releases from Keswick
right.
are going to start increasing, I believe, from 20,000 to 30,000. And that kind of is one of my push buttons.
And why is that?
Well, we have a solution to every, you know, we live in an area where we go through a drought about every 7 years, and then it rains, and intermittently, we fail to recognize that the state of California is mostly arid. I mean, it's a desert in many, many places. We have lots of water running through it, but there's a good portion of the time that we end up, as we're going to now, releasing from Keswick, releasing from Oroville, releasing from Shasta, and flooding out everybody below us as we go down through Red Bluff and down through Oroville and all those places. Horrific amounts of water going places they don't need to be, Cottonwood Creek, the whole deal, all the way, flushing it out into the ocean, wasting all that valuable water. And then we get into the farm season, and then we need water, and then we go into our drought system, and there's a solution. We've been talking about it since the 80s. And it's called off-site storage, and it's called the site's reservoir. We've allotted money for it, I don't know, half a dozen times. It's been through, it's probably the most, everybody agrees it needs to be done. It's good for the crops, it's good for the animals, it's good for the fish, it's good for the, it's good for all of us. We can't seem to get it done.
Okay, so tell us about the reservoir. Tell us about what you're talking about.
Because okay,
if the people haven't tuned into what you're talking about that has not been accomplished, wouldn't this be better for the state of California than a speed train?
Well, absolutely. It's a modern water storage project that goes well beyond water supply and flood protection by adding flexibility and generating a much-needed new water source for seasonal fish flows, improved water quality, sustained salmon, climate change, and drought relief. It's all of the above. And we've talked about it in the state of California since the 1980s. I think John Gerimandi right now has this funding that's been, again, from the state and the federal. It meets all of the water needs that they've talked about. It's down here east of Colusa, that area down in there. It basically what happens, Linda, is you take all this water that we've got excess now, you run it down, you flood it over into this pond that's created. It sits there and creates electricity while it's in there with pumps. And then when you need it, you put it back out into the system. It doesn't flow it all over and flood everybody. I know that everybody, I think most people out in the audience are going, yeah, why haven't we done it? Because we've talked about it forever. It's one of those push button issues with me that I just, every time that we get into this rainy season and I see all that wonderful water wasting.
Where would the reservoir go?
Where would it go?
Yeah. I mean, you have to build it.
Oh, no, basically, it's a system of ponds and streams that are already there that they just build a few dams to block it in.
Okay. So
they don't have to create anything. They certainly don't have to go to the expense of raising the level of Shasta Dam.
Right. So I'm wondering if this has to do with, you know, not a spotted owl, but the salamander or something like they found it. So the property that they talked about doing these small dams or holding tanks.
There's always opposition. There is less opposition. One of the things that's always frustrated me is because, again, I would say this is good for everybody. And the people that are against it really are such a small minority. And most of them can actually be convinced. We've talked about this, like I said, since the 80s. I mean, we're talking 30-some years.
Well,
here.
It is a travesty when you see all the water that we've recently been blessed with and know that it's just being, it's wreaking havoc at this point, like with Chico, and Chico schools are closing down because things are flooded. And, I mean, you know, it's not like it's raining consistently. It's raining at intervals, but it's enough that there's saturation in the ground that things aren't holding.
That's exactly right. Just some statistics. If in fact the sites had been online in 2015, an additional 240,000 acre feet of cold water would have been available to support the critical salmon migration. In dry and critical years, sites will provide an additional 250,000 to 300,000 acre feet of cold water pools to help critically endangered salmon and improve water quality conditions. If sites had been in place in 2016, about 500,000 acre feet of water would have been available for the drought system, because we do that. I mean, everybody says, you know, we get into a drought, we got a 7-year cycle, go back. It's, you know, lots of rain. And then we go through and we get into the drought. Now we're officially out of the drought. Now we've got all this water. We're going to flood it out into the ocean. We don't learn. We just don't. And I think this is something that they're working on.
Who's they?
Well, the state officials. Well, and that's part of the problem. That you hit the subject because
who they are working on it. I want to know the names.
All of the people that are involved: U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, Department of the Interior, Department of Water Resources, Department of Water Resources Surface Storage Investigations, California Water Commission, Northern California Water Association, Family Water Alliance, Sacramento Valley Water Association, and every politician connected with any of them. I think John Gerimandi is the one that's actually working now to get the funding through the federal government. I think there was some legislation passed by the Trump administration in 2018 to free up some money for this project. I'm a little curious that we're talking about some idiot in Chicago at great length and all the things we're talking about, and we're not talking about this when we're dumping another 10,000 acre feet of water down the stream this morning.
Absolutely.
And flooding out everybody below us. I don't know. Just one of my push buttons.
No, I love
that
it.
I get
and
crazy about.
Again, if people want to call in and this morning and talk about you know, their feelings on this, give us a call, 605-4567, because we're going to be covering a lot of topics this morning and about your great love too and your passion and what you've built and created with the Anderson Senior Center, Frontier Senior Center. And then we're going to be talking a little bit more with, I'm going to throw some headlines out to you and see what you think about, you know, some things about Tesla. We're going to be talking a little bit about Trump's taxes and the Ethiopian Airlines preliminary report. Those are like some headline stuff that we'll share later. But, gosh, you know, water is such a valuable commodity. I mean, without water, it's like air and water. You can't live.
Do you know, and what we've done over the years, we've got Shasta Dam and Whiskey Town. And one of the mistakes we always make is, like Shasta Dam, it's flood control. Now, when you try to drain the water down at Shasta for the farmers or the fish downstream or whatever, everybody starts yelling immediately about recreation. That's not what we do with sites, and that's the important part. We need to take a break and come back.
All right. KTNR 96.5, this is brought to you by SST Oil and their 50th year. Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil, will be right back. KTNR, again, 96.5, your talk radio.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could win bundles of cash playing our Plinko board, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our It's Raining Cash Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to play the Plinko board weekly to win free slot play. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win free slot play, entries, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. Plus, every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Tuesday, April 30th, where you can win $10,000 cash. Two grand prize winners. Ask us how to earn extra entries. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Mondays. Serve a soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And now, back to our show.
And good morning and welcome back to our Thursday edition. Trish Clark and Linda Bott sitting in for Carl Bott today. 8:19 in the morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio, along with 1460 AM. And Sue McLean is at the helm as our producer. We've been talking, but we're going to get into some really cool things. But, you know, we always love to thank our sponsors, because without our sponsors, we couldn't open up the doors, pay our electricity and the insurance and BMI and ASCAP, and the list goes on of what you have to do and pay as a business owner. So we thank our sponsors because we love them and we use them, especially Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. And when they say outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling system, get your filters clean. Think about that. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, Trish, you have been instrumental at creating the Frontier Senior Center. You're the whippersnapper that made this thing happen.
Well, when I was on the board, I was on the board of supervisors. I was in the right place at the right time. There was a big need for a senior center in the South County of Shasta County. Great senior population down there. One of the things that I'm the proudest of and still continues to be a problem for me is the fact that this is not a government facility. We built it without government intervention. We did get a grant from the Community Development Block grants to build the original facility, but it's owned and operated by seniors. It has absolutely no government ongoing funding. We don't operate off grants. We don't get any money from the federal, state, or city government.
So how do you pay for it?
And that's what I always wanted to let people understand. There is no, well, it's a senior center. Somebody else is paying for it. Therefore, I don't have to. We operate the center. We do not charge for anything at the center. When the senior comes in, they want to come in and do things, we go by donation only. So how do we fund that? Okay. We have, we run a thrift store to begin with. ETC.
Oh. Okay, where's that?
It's over on East Center Street, and it's a really nice thrift store.
I didn't know that till right now.
And that's why I'm doing this
okay,
today.
Okay, good. Let's go for it.
Because it's a nice center. It's open Monday through Friday. They have great articles, really well run. It's all run by volunteers. I have a volunteer manager, and they make a great deal of money that help operate the Frontier Senior Center. So anybody that wants to donate goods.
Okay, now I know.
Okay, they go to the Frontier Senior Center. All of those ladies go in there. They love the time they spend there. They clean everything up, put it out for you to buy. And all those funds, after they pay their expenses, they go to operate the Frontier Senior Center. And then we do fundraisers. We do the breakfast on the first Sunday of every month, where you can go down and enjoy breakfast, and we have a good crowd for that. It's a community breakfast. It's not for seniors. It's for the whole community to come out. And then we rent the facility. And that's what I really want people to understand. We have a gorgeous facility down there. The reason I'm so anxious to talk about it this morning is because I, again, ran into someone yesterday. I mentioned something about the Frontier Senior Center, and I got the deer in the headlights look. I don't know where that's at. Well, it's in South County. It's in the city of Anderson, and it's this gorgeous, wonderful facility available.
With a full kitchen.
It's got a full commercial kitchen. It has a huge, big wooden dance floor. It has a garden outside. Wonderful venue for a wedding. People are looking for wedding venues. Well, it's got everything. It's got separate rooms for the bride and groom to dress and what have you. You've got an outdoor area where you can put it's beautifully landscaped garden area where you could have an outdoor wedding. Then you have a big dining room, a full commercial kitchen. It
beautiful wood floor and nice inside where you can really decorate it to look nice. There's dances there Tuesday night, Thursday night, the second Saturday of every month, and the third Sunday of every month. There's a nice dance with live music. There's quilting going on there. I have six or eight ladies who work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they make these gorgeous hand-quilted quilts.
That's cool. So you have a quilting society down there. I love that.
Exactly. And they will make a quilt for you. If you have pieces from that your grandmother left, or I know all kinds of people mm-hmm. that didn't finish it, these ladies will put your quilt together for you, charge you an amount of money. You ask, how do we, that's how the, one of the ways that the center exists. These ladies quilt 3 days a week. They give us a quilt every so often that we raffle off, which we have one going right now, beautiful quilt that's ready for raffle. We'll be raffling that off right around Easter time. So
okay.
You want to get down and get your tickets for that. Beautiful handmade quilts. And then they do this service for the community. Any money that they make, they comes back to the senior center. We have a beading group that makes these wonderful beaded the headbands and belts and all kinds of stuff. They do that as a hobby, and they donate stuff to us from time to time, and they make something for you. Great exercise classes.
Really?
We have, I think, 2 days a week that they do exercise, and they're having a great time. What we ask of people is if there's an activity you want to take part in, come in and make a donation. As an example, right now we've got AARP doing taxes down there for seniors.
Really?
And low-income people. You can go in, and the taxes are being done on, I have to look what day, they do taxes on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 1, and you, by donation. We do have commodities where the senior population and the low-income population can get their commodities and the brown bag. Now, we do all of these things. They are government funded. And I want everybody says, well, they are government funded. They are for the organizations, but we let them use our facility. We don't get any money from AARP or Shasta Senior Nutrition, Dignity Health it is now, for their programs that they do in our center. We donate the facility to them. So we ask you, when you come through our doors, leave a little bit of money to pay for the electricity and the extra use with the bathroom
toilet.
Facility.
Yeah, you think about the toilet
cleaning,
paper.
The whole deal.
Right.
As an example, I mean, we're getting hundreds of people in for their taxes. They come in. AARP is not allowed to accept donations.
People think it's run by, this is a city thing.
This is a government
thing. Yeah.
It's not. And okay. That's why I continually want to tell people.
Okay.
You know?
I'm glad you, I'm learning a lot about the center. And like you said, when you're having the bag lunches or air, you're not getting anything. You're donating the center to these government
funded
events. Now, why aren't they donating money?
Well, because they're nonprofits exactly the same. And we do it because we want those services to be available for the seniors in South County where they don't have to drive to Reading or someplace to pick up their brown bag or get their taxes done. We want them to have a place in South County where they can come and do all of the above. But we need to keep the doors open. I often say, you know, we have a lot of people through our senior center on a regular basis. And I throw out to people that, you know, if every time you came through the doors, you just dropped a dollar
right.
in the bucket.
Imagine.
Imagine the difference. As an example, like our exercise class is great. And we bump them every once in a while. You know, I'll go in and say, oh my gosh, you know, there's like 40 of you in here. There's only $19 in the donation bucket. How come? You got a nice wooden cushioned floor to exercise on, air conditioned, heated. You're coming in with computer classes.
Really?
If you have all of you people out there who got a smartphone, an iPad, a tablet that your kids have given you, and you don't know how to use it, come on down to the senior center. We've got a gal in there, Jane Quinn. They have a class on Tuesdays. You can go through this whole thing and learn how to use that.
Well, I'm a senior. I could use that.
Well, you don't even have to be a senior. You know what happens is everybody, they've all got a different phone. They've got all of this great equipment in there. We'll go into that a little bit more in the next break because that's a big deal about how to learn all that stuff. I think what I'm going to say one more time before we take a break, Linda, is we are not government funded. When you come through those doors, we're paying for everything that's going on there. The seniors that own it. It's a nonprofit made up of a board that runs the facility. I have volunteer board members. The whole thing runs with one paid employee. Janie McLaughlin is our manager. She's the only one in there that's getting paid. And I really want people to understand that we are not a government facility. We get no government funding. We're not doing any grants because they're time consuming and they want to give me rules I don't want to live with. I want this facility to be there for the seniors to come in and enjoy. But you have to help us by donating.
And the city as well. Like you said, weddings, parties, events. You're always looking for a room. And you could rent the senior center. I'd like to hear what the fee are, what the fees are, with maybe, you know, somebody's thinking about that right now. Family, let's see, when we went to Colorado, we had a big family gathering, and we met uncles and cousins and aunts and that I'd never knew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a reunion, if you will. And they rented a senior center out there. So I'm just, you know, giving people ideas of that it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. You can have a facility and then bring in your food or use the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about that when we get back from our break and more about the Frontier Senior Center. And there's also going to be a plant sale. Can't wait to hear about that. We were talking about, because Trish likes to garden, and we were talking about how wonderful her flowers are. We'll be right back here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking, wow, the sun is sinking low. We could go.
It's Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff at Crackmaster, it's a veteran-owned business, first of all. But when we were driving back from the coast over the weekend and we saw these RVs, you know, there's two major slides that have 299 down to one lane. By the way, this is Linda Bott, Trish Clark. Trish Clark is always here with Carl on Thursdays. He's turkey hunting, so I'm stepping in.
And doing a great job. We're having a great time.
Yeah. So anyway, Jeff with Crackmaster will fix your windshield up to 24 inches. And there's a lot of those big motorhomes that, you know, I was thinking with those rock slides, I'm not really sure what's going to be kicking up into any windshields. But it was down to two major slides with one lane open from the coast. Not exactly. It's above Weaverville.
Yeah. And that has been kind of a periodic thing for the last how many years. And I don't know. I don't know that they're ever going to get past the point where those slides are going to happen.
When you think about when you're driving and your car, you're right there at the mountain. You could put your hand out and touch the rocks.
Yeah.
You know, on both ways, actually going over, I don't know what it is, a Grants Pass. I don't know what the number is right now when you go up 5 and try to get to the coast. I'm talking about Crescent City, you know, the Brookings area, Crescent
right.
City and 101. And then we came back 299. And anyway, so that was a shout out for Crackmaster. Let's get back to the senior Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, not a government run building,
right?
Your passion and baby,
absolutely. And it's such a nice facility for. I want to highlight a couple of things. Someone called and wanted to be refreshed on the thrift store. It's ETC Thrift Store. It's on East Center Street, and it's got a big red and white sign out in front, ETC. The ladies in there are just wonderful. They're all volunteers, and they're there to serve you. Great ideas and good prices. If you got something you'd like to donate or you just like to shop thrift stores, it's got good stuff down there. Coming up on May 5th through 8th, it'll be the first Sunday of the month, May 5th, so you can start by coming to breakfast. And then we've got a spring plant sale. And we're going to have all kinds of vegetable plants and flower plants and so a basket, a drawing, kind of raffle thing going on, and all kinds of little fun things for your yard. And this is one of our fundraisers to try to, as I indicate, we're not a government-owned facility. We got no money coming in from the government. But we do these little things, and the Young at Heart group at the Senior Center starts this plant sale. And some of my board members, Bev Miller, that is my treasurer, she is kind of spearheading this plant sale, and they're all busily excited about the little plants that are growing in their homes and in their kitchen windows and all over the place. And we have lots of plants, a lot of people getting involved in this. So that's May 5th through 8th.
So you're going to have farmers. I see watermelons, all kinds of like fruit.
They said they've got everything growing: flowers, tomato
Fantastic.
Plants, pepper plants, the whole thing. So you can get all of your stuff started and help the senior center at the same time, and have a great breakfast on that morning. The community breakfast. Bring your kids. Bring your grandkids.
Mark your calendars.
Okay. So and that's the first Sunday of every month except July. We have the breakfast. Invite you to come down. Besk. sausage gravy in the steak.
I'm telling you, it's really good. It is fantastic. And also, before we took our break, we were talking about the rental, and you're going to have to make a contact with the person when you rent the senior center. We don't have it in the information sheet right there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all different. I mean, it depends on what part of the facility you want to rent, how long you want to rent it for, what the hours you're there. If it's during the week, so the rental is less because there's someone there to open and close. So lots of variables, but it's very, competitively priced for any of the other facilities in the area. We make sure that we're not overcharging for the facilities. One of the things I really want to point out is for a long time we ran the Shasta Senior Nutrition ran a lunch program in community lunch. They don't do that anymore. And so we lost that contract. And so we have this this beautiful commercial kitchen. Got a dishwashing facility. You can serve into the large room, into the big room or into the dining room. Got steam tables. It's a commercial kitchen down the road. And it's just kind of sitting there and we're not using it except for the rentals that we do and the community breakfast. For a while we had it, actually rented to the Heartline West Mex salsa
place. The salsa guy. Right.
And now he's grown out beyond us and gone out into a retail space out in the, Shasta Factory, what used to be the outlets at Shasta.
Right. Next to the cinemas.
Yeah, next to the cinemas. So he's out there now. So we have this wonderful facility available. I'm thinking caterers, cooking classes, culinary arts things. I know there's a lot of people maybe preparing home meals, and you're doing it in your kitchen, and that's not really what you're supposed to be doing. We have a certified kitchen. We have licensed staff that gives you the certification. So the kitchen is ready for your use, and we can rent that to you. And so you can go into some kind of a business or what have you.
Wow.
Want people to be aware that that's there. Also want to go back to the wedding thing. We really need to get on the wedding venue because it's a wonderful facility for weddings, graduation parties, retirement parties.
Family reunions.
All kinds of things. And the facility is available for rent. I really want to let people know that. It's South County. Believe it or not, it's only 10 miles to Anderson. It's not like you're going out of the country if you have an event down in Anderson. It's just real close and lots of parking. Really nice facility.
All right. Well, definitely, you know, I'm glad that you brought it up. You fluffed the feathers again of like, I want you to ring the bell and know exactly what's going on here. And you've got to go down to the plant cell. Mark your calendars, the 5th through the 8th, the spring plant cell.
And just a little bit more, we were talking about the computers.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this morning. For a long time, we have had computer classes down there 4 days a week. The interest is kind of dwindling. I don't know whether you've all just become so proficient on your computers and your tablets and all of that you don't want to, or whether you don't know we're there. You know, what happens with the population that we serve is they move away, they're aging, and so we constantly have to be letting new people, new seniors, if you're, 55 or what have you. But I know all of you have a tablet or a phone or an iPad or something, and you really just kind of aren't really using it. Take a couple of classes with Jane Quinn, and she can show you all kinds of things that you can do with that you're not using. I mean, every day I find something new on my iPad that I didn't know I could do.
Oh, absolutely. I know that. I mean, even my car, there's a quarter, like 10% of what I'm using. Of what the capacity is. I use a Mac. Oh, and there's so many things. I just, kind of, and then I've got a new Tan phone and it's still in the box because it makes me nervous.
Well,
I know that sounds ridiculous.
Well,
but.
And so you bring that phone, come down 12:30 on Tuesday and Jane, what happens is we got a whole bunch of different kinds in there, but we have this completely up to date computer lab there where everybody can plug in. Everybody's on Wi-Fi. We can put it all up on the big screen. You have a question about your Samsung. You have a question about this. If somebody in the room doesn't know the answer, we can go to Google, go up and we'll find the answer and we'll all walk through and learn how to use it.
a lot of these apps that are available will go from one thing to the other. We talked about plants. I discovered a couple of years ago a great app that identifies plants. I love to take pictures of flowers.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know what that name of that flower is sometimes. It's
right.
driving me crazy.
Right.
There's an app.
So you can take a picture and it'll tell you what.
Okay, and it'll tell you what it is.
We have that with and actually with the friend that, you know, when you go to a fundraiser and they have the wine in the bag and you pay $20 and you don't know, it could be anywhere from $20 to $100. So he had a wine app. You could take a picture of the label and then it tells you what it's rated, what it costs.
There you go.
You know, so just apps, crazy apps that you just really have no idea.
We were talking about my grandson and his cattle cutting. And so I just learned last weekend that while I'm watching it, while I'm streaming live, I found out I can actually videotape the whole thing. So then I can share it.
Really?
With friends. I didn't know I could do that. So I'm guaranteeing you there's things you don't know about that phone, and it take an hour, a couple hours.
Right.
But the problem is if we don't start building up, my instructors are getting bored. They don't have enough people coming in. We have a genealogy class on Wednesday.
Really?
And they're doing a great job in their tracking history and what have you. Enjoying that class. We'd love to start a Windows 10 class. We'd love to start do more of the iPads and stuff, but we need people to show up. And again, come in, make a donation. That's all we ask of you. And learn something.
And what are your exercises? When are those?
The exercise classes are on Mondays and Wednesdays, Mondays and Thursdays. And they start at 10 o'clock, and they do low-impact aerobic kind of exercises.
Love it. Old school.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got all kinds of equipment in there, and they have music, and they're having a great time, and it's really good for you. You can do lunch. I mean, if you want to do a lunch, there's a way to do that. You can call in, and there's a newsletter that you can pick up at the Senior Center, which got all this information in it, and there's a webpage, frontierseniorcenter.com.
Who puts together the newsletter?
I do.
Trish, I want you to leave that behind. I want to
see
that.
And I also do the webpage, and I apologize for those of you who might be signing in here at frontierseniorcenter.com on that webpage today, because I was in there last night, and I have this really set of wonderful pictures that has appeared from somewhere that I need to go in and take out. So if you go to that webpage and you see all of these beautiful visual pictures, I have no idea where those came from. I'm going to go home and see if I can get it out of there, because I'm the webmaster, too.
All right, we're going to take a break here, of course, when we come back. Now we are going to really cover some big headline news. And this is Trish Clark and Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And tickets to Shrek the Musical in the next 15 minutes. We'll be giving those away for Friday night.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join us for the 12th annual One Safe Place Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at California Street Lab on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right, Walk a Mile is downtown. Various downtown businesses have collaborated to bring you an event to remember. The walk will be followed with live music, games, art, beverages, and more. All donations will be matched dollar for dollar by the McConnell Foundation Challenge Grant to support One Safe Place Youth and Children's Programs. Don't forget your heels.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I know. When it...
we're here. Yes,
we're just chit chat here.
What constitutes? What is officially a senior? We don't like to be called seniors because we don't feel like seniors. In your mind's eye. Seniors would have been like my great grandmother, and you know, with the
washboard and that
exactly
hanging know, stuff out on the line.
That wasn't the only thing hanging.
But Toby Keith's new song that he wrote for the mule for Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't let the old man in. A line in there says, "How old with you? How old would you be if you didn't know when you were born?"
That is a good question.
Okay. I mean, if you have not listened to the words to that song, great life philosophy. He asked Clint Eastwood, how do you keep doing this? You're going to make a movie. You're going to be 85 years old. You're blah, blah, blah. And he said, I don't let the old man in.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Sue, you had a call at the break, and you said, just let me tell you.
I did. Now, once again, good morning. Sue McLean here, producing Trish Clark and Linda Bott. Now, someone just called in and said, Trish, you need to run for senator. And another one, I have to throw this one in. Linda, you are amazing. Thanks for 10 years in radio and how much you have done for the community. God bless you both. But she loves the show. She called in. She just wanted to make it quick. God bless you both. But honestly, Trish Clark, you need to run for senator.
Right. Oh, like I need all that heat.
Trish. I mean, we had Brian Daly on here the other day, and just what we've watched him since he was, of course.
I served with Brian when he was a supervisor over in Susanville. Absolutely.
And he's gone from supervisor to senator and now running for.
Or to the assembly and running for the Senate.
There you go. And so, assembly running for the Senate. And, you know, just to see how nasty politics are. Oh, my.
I put my toe in the water for the assembly. After I retired from the Board of Supervisors and then I retired and within 3-4 months, my husband passed away. And I was kind of in a flux and not knowing where I was going, kind of sorry that I hadn't run again for another term because I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. Anyway, I made a statement that I would think about running for the assembly. And immediately it was out there. I can't believe how nasty people can be. It just,
very supportive, a lot of people, but some of the riffraff came out of the woodwork, and I it's the last time I read the blog statements on anything. And I thought, you know, you need a real strong support group to get involved in politics and a real thick skin and an ability to control your mouth. I'm losing that. I never had real good control of that my whole life. And at this point, I'm past being politically correct. I think I'd probably I'd be in worse trouble than Joe Biden.
Well, you know, Carl has this, he was asked, of course, you know, to run for this and run for that. And, you know, we considered it because it takes a team. And I think I just basically said, you know, you can have a lot of, say so with the radio, with your own show and your radio, you know, guests and, you know, views and support that way. Because I refuse to have my life where, and I was in show business for a long time, I just refuse to have, it's so nasty in politics, to have somebody actually go through my garbage and find out, you know, where you bank, how you eat, you know, and that happens when people are running, it gets that nasty. Or it'll go and they'll dig up something that happened in high school. Or
they just make it up, Linda. Yeah. And that's the bad part. That's right. What you can't
twist
fight.
The truth. And then all of a sudden you have this, you know, all you have is your reputation.
Exactly.
That's all you really have.
I think one of the times in one of the elections, and everybody knows my history, and I had a concealed weapons permit for years. I used to have a gun shop. I mean, I had a license to sell guns and ammunition with my metal detector business. Anyway, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in the middle of an election, somebody comes up with a letter that I'm trying to ban guns in Shasta County. Now, where do you go from there?
I don't know.
I mean, and yet there was a certain population out there that didn't know anything about me. So how do you disprove a total
lie?
Lie.
I mean, fabrication.
A fabrication. It was the wildest thing. And so I'd say that you can just not believe about 90% of what is said about anybody. And I'm to the point where I don't believe anything I see or hear. That comes across the news media.
Well, I
it's
think
just
that
too, too, it's bad.
Part of that is again, we talk about, you know, how you can damage, hurt somebody's reputation and damage. That's part of that bullying factor that I have a hard time with because I know what it was to be bullied. I can go through, I mean, I could write a book about it.
I bet.
With, people who want to, you know, pick on you to ruin your reputation. It gives them the bully the power, and then they get followers and believers. And when you're standing by and you're a teenage girl, and all of a sudden it's just, you know, ramifications and horrifications that can stay in your system for the rest of your life. You know, and you just, you know, that's why it's important to just try to be kind and nice. We started off our program with this today. About that. And I mean, I could go through the headlines, but when I do these headlines, it's just after we've talked about light and life, and I don't even know if I want to go there.
Well, I have a question I want to ask you, because one of the things that Shasta County is missing right now is being able to go and listen to Linda Bott sing. What's happening? We don't have no
Thank
venues.
You.
I mean, I looked forward to those things at the Wind River
and
over at
happening.
View 202. And,
yeah.
And so when are we going to get to do that again?
Okay, that's really nice that you ask. And no, I didn't pay her to ask.
I miss it, and as does the rest of the listening audience, I'm
well,
sure. You have a great talent. You
need
to share it.
I've missed it, and Wind River is going to be celebrating a big birthday, and they've asked me to do – this is weird. It's not like – it used to be the first Thursday – of every, you know, throughout the year.
I look forward to it. It's on my calendar.
Now, it's every Thursday in May.
Okay.
So there'll be 5 Thursdays in May. And we'll be in, this time in Elements, so you can do the steak and lobster dinner again in the Elements. And they, you know, so there's been some changes there. And yeah, they booked me about 4 months ago. And I've been thinking about like new songs and, like reinvention, you know how it is. You know, I love my standard oldies, but I want to do some new things, and I'm going to have some special guests. I've got my, you know, my great trio. Actually, Dan Kinkle's coming up from Chico. He's an incredible drummer. Teaches at Chico State, and he's great. So he's going to be coming up for every show, and then Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and then Bruce Kalen on bass. But I've got different special guests. Lou White will be one, and of course Rick Hill and Joe Larson will be another night. And then I've got this guy named Greg Takamoto, who is a phenomenal. Just moved back to Reading, was on the East Coast forever. And has a music school here now. He's fascinating. And he came and did one of my nighttime shows tonight. I'll have my show Thursday night. I'm interviewing an author who's done a book. So I want to tune in tonight. So I'm all over the map here. Trish, what was the question?
It's time to go. What happened? I know. And we started this morning by saying we only have one guest at 7:30. Whatever are we going to talk about?
And we never really covered the headlines, but all right. We covered
next
our
time.
Headlines.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what a fun show, though. I think, again, I want to thank you for the airtime for the Frontier Senior Center.
Absolutely.
Breakfast this Sunday.
Okay.
I remind everybody, 8 to 11, come down.
I'll
take your order and serve you the best biscuits and gravy in town, or pancakes, or French toast.
All right. Thanks so much, Trish.
My pleasure, always.
Appreciate having you in our lives. And Sue McClain, this is Linda Bott signing off on this Thursday. We'll hear about Carl's turkey experience tomorrow morning. We will both be here in the morning for Free Fire Radio. See you later.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.